Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in. It is a big weekend. We got a Friday here on October, of course, 31st. Means it's Halloween all across the area. We're going to be out tonight with the grandkids wandering around. Hopefully our house doesn't get terrorized while we're gone. That's my biggest concern. You leave that bowl of candy out there with a sign that says, please take one, and then you watch the Ring camera for the kid that just picks the whole bowl up and dumps it in their bag and walks off. I hope that doesn't happen, but we'll see. Anyway, we'll be hanging out doing that tonight. Just a quick reminder on this Friday that the Responder Rescue ATF raffle is live. If you're watching social media this morning, you'll see at the bottom of the feed, if you text the word responder to 33100, you can enter for a chance to win fabulous prizes. And all of the money that we collect all month, we're going to pick a winner November 26th, goes to Responder Rescue. They help first responders who are injured in the line of duty and need help with paying a bill or a mortgage or a medical bill or whatever the case happens to be. We love doing it. We've done it for 5-6 years now. We've raised like $130,000 for them. So we're going to try to add more to that this month. If you can buy a ticket, I would appreciate it. Text responder to 33100 or go to our website there at 971talk.com for more details. Kicking off today, we'll talk to our friends from Responder Rescue a little later in the show. Now, tomorrow night, the clocks change. How do you feel about that? I've talked to a congressman about it today. He said he would be happy with it being one way or the other, but Congress can never seem to get that done. And Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio has been covering that story today. Tanya, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, you know, I was trying to talk to my friend Scott, who was in here with me this morning doing news, about when all this started. Wasn't it back in, like, the Nixon administration when they decided to split us into daylight savings time for half the year?
Well, actually, it goes back further than that. It has kind of been messing with America's clocks for more than a with the idea being to save coal and to boost productivity. Congress apparently passed it, got rid of it, brought it back during World War II. There had been, you know, like the farmers in, you know, like 1918, I think, when they first started talking about this, the farmers fought it because they said it messed with their milking schedule.
Huh.
There's been pushback on this. There is still pushback on this, even all these years later, where, you know, folks are like, why are we doing this? Like, what do we do this? Why do we do this twice a year? And, you know, it's we gain more daylight in the summer evenings with it, and we fall back in November and add the daylight to the mornings. And not everywhere in the U.S. observes daylight saving time. Hawaii and Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, don't. Neither do the U.S. territories. So if you're, you know, if you're thinking this is the final straw, I can't take the daylight saving stuff anymore, there are options where they don't do this.
Yeah, I wondered. Like, I talked to Congressman Eric Burleson here from Missouri, and he said that they had a bill in Missouri for a while that if two states contiguous to the state of Missouri ever decided to switch to not recognizing it, then Missouri would switch too, so we wouldn't just be out there on an island all by ourselves. But I don't know that that's ever happened. And I ask him why can't Congress seem to come to a decision on this? Because President Trump, it seems to me, mentioned this when he was campaigning, that he wanted to get it switched to either one or the other, and nothing has ever happened on that.
Yeah, I mean, he has said before that he has supported the idea of eliminating it. Matter of fact, on Truth Social last December, he said the Republican Party will use its best effort to eliminate daylight saving time. Daylight saving time is inconvenient and very costly to our nation. Later, he said, matter of fact, I think in April, he said the House and the Senate should push for more daylight at the end of the day. He said it was, you know, changing it was a toss-up. It was difficult to rally support for. So, you know, it doesn't, I mean, obviously there's a lot going on in the world right now. This does not appear to be something on that's high on the agenda for obvious reasons. But, yeah, we still scratch our heads twice a year, and it messes with our sleep. And, you know, matter of fact, it actually has, you know, has affected our health, whether we realize it or not. I'm going to be hosting this evening's edition of the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast, and we're going to be talking to a cardiologist who will talk about how daylight saving time does affect our health and, you know, what we should think about.
Interesting. Like, it affects my health because I can golf longer on sunny summer days. I would think that's a positive, yeah. But I guess that's not what he's talking about, right?
Well, you know, I mean, it is one of those things where if you've got more daylight at the end of the day, you're more likely to go out and be more active.
Yeah,
I would think. If it's dark when you get off, you're probably not going to go for that, you know, run or, you know, take that long walk outside. Or, I mean, to say nothing of the fact that it's probably cooler, but at the same time, you know, you have less daylight, so, you know, that could also affect your health.
Yeah, very good. Well, again, how can people get the podcast, Tanya?
You can, wherever you get your podcast, just look for the Fox News Rundown. We have a morning edition and an evening edition. It'll be Friday's evening edition is what it will be on.
All right. Well, get some sleep this weekend.
Absolutely.
An extra hour. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tanya J. Power there with Fox News Radio. Again, I wish we just leave it in daylight savings time. And there are people on here arguing it is daylight saving, as Sue Thomas so correctly pointed out earlier. Felt like Carl Middleman was back on the show there for a few minutes. But Sue said, it's saving people. I'm just saying. It's just so easy to add that S on it, isn't it? Because you're saving. It's daylight savings time, it seems like. But I know it's not.
I don't think most people even know they're doing it. Like you
probably
said, it just comes out.
You just add it. And there are people on here with all kinds of opinions on social media. Leave it alone. Do this. Do that. You will get an extra hour sleep, technically. You're going to go to bed when you go to bed, and just remember to set your clocks back an hour so you're not late for whatever you got going on Sunday church or wherever you're headed Sunday morning. You don't want to be late for brunch, so be sure and set your clocks back.
You might
back.
Be wired up from all the candy they're going to get tonight.
I will. I'm going to steal some from my grandkids. I already told them last night. I'm like, Papa is coming for that bag. And I'm hoping there's somebody in their neighborhood. They're going in their neighborhood tonight. I'm hoping there's somebody in there that is like doing the full-size candy bars. That's what I'm after.
We had a guy in our neighborhood when we first moved in. I don't know if he still does it, but he was giving out $2 bills.
Oh, no kidding.
So you would go up there and like kids were getting a $2 bill. And most of them were like, I don't know what this is.
The most unique thing that I can remember in our neighborhood where we lived for 25 years, and they don't live there anymore, but there was a guy whose job, he was a distributor of like Bic pens, like pens.
Yeah.
And I guess he just had so many of them, he would bag up four or five different types of ballpoint pens in a little baggie, and he'd give each kid one when they came.
My wife would have loved that.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, they didn't. It was healthy for them. I don't know if they had candy too. I don't remember, but every kid got a bag of pins when they showed up at that guy's house.
That's hilarious.
That's something unusual for sure. All right, coming up, we will get to our Queen of Hearts drawing. We'll talk a little bit more about guns and hoses, which will be upon us before we know it. It is November 26th, the same day, coincidentally, that the Responder Rescue Raffle, ATF Raffle, will draw winners. That day at noon, I'm getting no sleep that day. I'm just telling you that. We'll leave here. We'll go to the range. We'll pick the winners. The computer will pick the winners for the ATF Raffle. And then I've got to be down at the Enterprise Center, since we're playing a role in all that, pretty early that day. I'll talk more about that up here. We'll get to our winner of the Queen of Hearts drawing this week. And then Jason Law, former mayor of Lake St. Louis and running for St. Charles County Executive, is going to join me at the bottom of the hour. Stay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
It is coming up, baby. That is Guns N' Hoses. Can't wait. It's going to be the 26th of November, the night before Thanksgiving, and that's the way you do it. Now, right, we get, of course, the official radio partner, which is why we do the Queen of Hearts raffle with them, which is great. The jackpot, $6,400. and growing. If you pull the Queen of Hearts card, you get half of the jackpot. And love that. They did a pick this morning, and the winner is, card number eight, the eight of hearts, I should say, and in slot five. Card number eight in slot five is the eight of hearts. Card is the eight of hearts, and it's in slot five. So congratulations to our winner today. They get $25 on their $5 bet. You can buy your tickets at stoguns and hoses.com. That's the best place to go. You just click on it, and you get on there, and you can get five tickets for $25, which means you're getting one free. And then we do the drawing every week, and every Friday we announce the winner. Great. Happy to be a media sponsor of that. There are still tickets available for Guns N' Hoses, by the way. If you go to that same website, stlgunsandhoses.com, you'll see the tickets that are available. You can buy them right online. It's going to be a great time. Now, I mentioned this earlier because I just talked to Steve Holly, who's the longtime producer of Guns N' Hoses. And I said, Steve, exactly what is it you're going to have me doing for Guns N' Hoses this year? Because, you know, last year they had people like rappelling out of the ceiling.
That was crazy.
And I was really hoping that wasn't going to be what they cooked up for me. But instead, I get to do what I do best. I get to talk. And I will get to be the official stadium announcer for Guns N' Hoses this year. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So making the announcements of the prizes and the rounds and the 50-50 that they sell there and all of the different stuff that's going on, it'll be my voice echoing through the Enterprise Center. I'll have to use my broadcast voice for that. And it'll be fun. We're going to have a great time. It's always a fantastic time down there. Get your tickets now. It's the safest place to be in St. Louis that night because all of our friends, all of our first responders are down there. All the police officers, all the firefighters, some great boxing matches, all of the money that goes, they've raised $1 million a year for Backstoppers every past couple of years. And they have a big check presentation, and they honor those who have had whose lives have ended in the past year. Was the word I was looking for there. They do a nice ceremony for that. Part of it's broadcast on Fox 2 during Julie Tristan is part of that. Tom Ackerman is part of that broadcast as well. So we're proud on 97.1 to be the official radio partner. We'll be carrying it live on the radio that night if you can't make it downtown. But if you've never been to this, it has really become a tradition for our family. And I think it'll become a tradition for years. And there are some good matches in there as well. Sometimes the ladies' matches are more exciting than some of the guys' matches.
That ladies' match was awesome. They went after each other, man.
Yeah, very true. They really did. So anyway, help out if you can, and we'd love to see you down there, and we'll all be part of it. So go buy your tickets for the Queen of Hearts drawing too, because that's good. Now I mentioned that because that's going on the 26th. That's the day we're going to pick the winners for the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. And if you haven't been paying any attention all morning long, three huge prizes, one great cause. When you donate to this, all of the money goes directly to Responder Rescue. ResponderRescue.org if you want details on what they do. They back up our firefighters, our paramedics, our police officers who are injured in the line of duty. They can go onto the website. They can apply for help, which may mean you forward an electric bill to them and they're paying that because you've been injured in the line of duty and you're having trouble making your bills. The holidays are coming up. The demand is always great, and we're going to do our best to help them out. We'll talk to Lisa Byrne about that a little bit more here at the top of the hour. But just so you know, this thing is sort of organic, and I've had such great support. I can't say enough about my friends at the Range St. Louis West. John Henderson, who's the owner out there, the managing partner, has been a strong supporter of this from day one. This year, they've chosen a CZ P10 a handgun. It's a 9mm handgun. It's a $500 value. Somebody's going to get a chance to win that. That'll all be handled through the range to make sure you're of age and you get the background check and all of that stuff. So if that's the prize you pick, that'll be handled by the range. My friends at Lit Cigar Lounge, they handled our 25th anniversary birthday party. It was great. If you haven't been out there, go say thanks to Brian and the gang at Lit Cigar Lounge. They've donated another VIP package for $10,000 value. You and 10 of your friends and a great bottle to share and cigars, and there's live music down there. It's just you pick the date that works for you, and they will make that happen if you choose that as your prize. And then there's the bourbon basket. And I mentioned this earlier. Everybody's after, if you're a bourbon guy or if you know somebody who's a bourbon person, everybody wants a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. Now, do I think it's the greatest bourbon I've ever tasted? Probably not. It's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. It's usually out of my price range. $1,000 for a bottle of bourbon would normally be like divorce papers being served. If I told my wife I spent $1,000 on a bottle of bourbon, she'd want my head examined. But that's about what this goes for on the secondary market. Finding this particular bourbon, it's hard to find, and when you find it, it's expensive. We've gotten a bottle of that donated this year for the bourbon basket. So that ups the value of this bourbon basket significantly. It's got that bottle of Pappy Van Winkle in there. My friends at McAdoodles are donating a nice bottle of Blanton's. There may be two, actually, bottles of Blanton's in there. I've got Weller 12, Weller Antique 107. Both of those are hard to come by, and they're expensive, $250, $300 or more on the secondary market. So we've got easily a couple $1,000s worth of bourbon there, because my friends at Lore Wine and Spirits are chipping in as well. They're going to donate bourbon, and they're going to donate some wine from Gunluck Bunshoe out in California. So we got that. My friends at Stolach are going to donate a great bottle of whiskey and a great bottle of their Inversion vodka that's going to be in there. Plus, tasting for 10 people at Stone Ledge Distillery down in Defiance. That's another $300 value that'll be in the bourbon basket. So thanks to all of them for doing that, and we will randomly choose three winners November 26th. 971talk.com. There's a link up there. If you're listening to us in your car, you can text responder to 33100. That's the easiest way to enter. Text responder to 33100. You can buy your tickets online. They're only a dollar, but you got to buy a minimum of $10 worth. That's how the charity website runs its deal, and all the money goes to Responder Rescue. So we'll talk about it more a little later. Buy your tickets now. Jason Law coming up next. Stay tuned.
My position is that we need to continue pretty much on the road we've been on, which I think, at least from the county government standpoint, and remember now, these decisions are made not just on the county level, but on the city level.
Yeah.
There's people don't like apartments. I don't like apartments either.
All right, that was County Executive Steve Ellman. We had him on here on Wednesday. The day after he announced he's decided to jump back into the race. He had announced he wasn't running for re-election, and three other people jumped in. Mike Elam dropped out the same day that he made that announcement, but Bill Igel and Jason Law are still in this race, which makes it a different race now in some ways. And we've invited Jason Law to join us this morning, former mayor of Lake St. Louis, and he is running for county executive in St. Charles County. Jason, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Great to get you on here. I guess just first of all, what's your reaction to Steve Ellman reversing course and deciding he wants to continue as St. Charles County executive?
You know, I think he's the Michael Jordan of politics. This is his second or third time unretiring. We kind of planned on that a little bit. And so our campaign's built to last whoever got in, whether it's going to be one or 10 people. We were ready to go, and we're still ready to go.
Yeah, what does it change the landscape for you? I know you've done well with fundraising so far. Ellman admitted he's behind the eight ball there. Now that he's changed his mind, he's kind of got to get on the ball. But of course, he has name recognition, right?
Yeah, he does. But there's been 100,000 people that have moved to St. Charles County since he ran the first time. So, I mean, he's got to get out there and work hard too, just like Bill and I, and it's going to be a good race, and I look forward to it, and I'm excited about our chances here.
Well, he stirred a little bit of controversy with the bite I played right there, at least with people on social media, because he was saying he didn't like apartment complexes and he hadn't approved any apartment complexes. But of course, a lot of the cities had. O'Fallon, I think, was one of the references he made. There are a lot of cities were building up all these apartment buildings, and he planned to continue the same course he's been on. What would your course be for St. Charles County?
Listen, I did it before it was in the media this last year with Darting Prairie. As the mayor of Lake St. Louis, I did it a moratorium on apartment buildings in 2021, and we lowered density, and there wasn't another complex built under my watch. Those are the same things I'm going to do for all of St. Charles County. And you have to lead. He's good friends with all those mayors and all those cities. He needs to lead in a better way to make sure those things don't happen and overdevelop St. Charles County. I mean, those things are going to lead to crime in 20 years. And I can't, you know, I came from North St. Louis County. I saw what happened with the apartment complexes. As a policeman, I patrolled them. So I know what's going to happen, and I'm going to prevent the crime that's going to come from those apartments in the future. And we're going to try to stop building any more apartments in St. Charles County.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've got 100,000 new people. Where do most of them work? Do they travel into St. Louis County for work? There's still development work to be done in terms of attracting new business as well, right?
Right. I mean, we want to attract business, and the way you attract business is by having low taxes in a safe community. And over the last, 20, 30 years, all of our politicians in St. Charles County have watched taxes go up. They might have talked about cutting them, but they didn't. And I'm the only mayor, and that's a part-time mayor, that cut taxes by 46%, real estate taxes by 46%, and being a debt-free city. And I gave money back to my people of Lake St. Louis.
Wow. How'd you accomplish that?
It was easy. After, we saw cash flows coming in because we're a safe community, I saw that my budget could take that hit of paying off debt early, years early, giving people probably around $6 million back in their pockets. So we can do those things in St. Charles County. We just got to be very careful that we're not cutting huge amount of services. We're not cutting the police or defunding the police. But those are things that I'll look at, and I can promise you we'll look at cutting taxes.
Yeah, interesting. So we're talking to Jason Law, as candidate for St. Charles County Executive. You mentioned your background as a police officer. You're a St. Louis County officer now. You would basically, if you get hired as St. Charles County Executive, you would retire from that position, correct?
Yeah, correct. Currently, I'm a lieutenant colonel with the St. Louis County Police Department, and I've been there for almost 30 years, and I love serving the community, and I've seen the mistakes made in the region, and it's not that hard to fix those, and that's why I'm running for office.
Yeah, interesting. What are some of those, and what challenges does it pose for St. Charles County?
Well, if you look over the last 48 hours, you can see a juvenile stab somebody to death in St. Charles City, and then a pawn shop was also ransacked and guns were stolen, which will lead to more violent crime. We need juvenile justice reform, and I'm going to lead that effort at the state capitol.
I missed that. The gun store burglary was juveniles?
Yes.
Oh.
It was juveniles.
Wow. That's not far from my house right there off of 364. I know exactly where it is. That's pretty brazen.
It is brazen. And the reason why they're so brazen is because our juvenile justice system is broke. Those guys will get arrested, and then they'll be released within probably 24 hours to a parent. And that's why we need to make sure those loopholes and laws are changed down at the state level to keep juveniles accountable for their actions.
Yeah. So that's a role you see yourself being a little more aggressive in, maybe in terms of pushing for certain legislation like that and changes? Because, I mean, there have been a lot of people that have wanted to do that over the years, and they've been met with a lot of frustration.
Well, I think that's the problem with St. Charles County. We're the largest Republican county, and we don't have leadership that helps our elected officials that go to Jeff City have an agenda and get things done. And that's where I'll be different. I'm going to lead our elected officials, and I'm going to help them in their quest to get things done in Jeff City.
We're talking to Jason Law, candidate for St. Charles County Executive. Jason, I brought this up with Bill Igel the other day, and I brought it up with Steve Ellman. The controversy that arose, and I know it was in the city of St. Charles proper, with that data center. Josh Hawley is concerned about things like that. People like Cindy O'Loughlin have told him to back off because she wants the money brought into the state. Where would you be on that? Where would you come down on that in terms of unincorporated St. Charles County and trying to control those things?
Well, first of all, the first data center in St. Charles City was a non-transparent backroom deal, which completely failed. And the old guard of St. Charles County, they're all pushing 80 years old, and they don't understand what's coming for the future in terms of AI and technology. What I would do in the master plan is we would look through all of St. Charles County and see if there's any place that we could do that. We would also make sure we were extremely transparent because you don't want to lose out on the AI race, but you don't want to put it next to a water well, right, which was a horrible idea. So we would look at those things, and we would make sure that the public knows everything that's going on and be extremely transparent.
Yeah, because everybody seems to have a NIMBY attitude about that. They're interested in the money and the revenue and all that, but they don't want one of these things anywhere near their backyard, for sure.
You know, Mark, I grew up in North St. Louis County, like I said earlier, and, you know, I was a victim of the Coldwater Creek and what some of those, you know, things from Bayer and Monsanto did.
Right.
That's the last thing I want to see happen to St. Charles County.
Well, Jason, where can people go to find out more about your campaign?
Lawforstcharlescounty.com. And then I'm on Facebook, Jason Law for St. Louis County Executive. Also, I wanted to thank you, Mark, for the Backstoppers, you hosting that.
Oh, yeah.
When I was the commander of the St. Louis Gateway Strike Force, we lost the detective. Our family did. And what Backstoppers does, they respond within 24 hours, hands the wife a check for $10,000 so she has no expenses until the funeral's over. And then they assign a case manager who will travel with them throughout their entire life. So thank you for doing that. It's a huge cause. It's near and dear to my heart.
Well, it's amazing, and we're proud to be part of it for sure, as the at least as the official radio partner. Jason, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Shout out to Tom Shaw. Happy birthday. Have a good day, sir.
All right. Thank you. Shaw Dog will appreciate that tremendously. I saw him sharing he got a proclamation from Josh Hawley wishing him a happy birthday. If you don't know Tom Shaw, he's like the unofficial mayor of like, St. Charles County, Weldon, Spring, Defiance, like he's everywhere. Cottleville, you see, he's a realtor. You see his signs all over the place. Great guy. I helped him out with his Alzheimer's walk in honor of his father recently. So if you run into Tom, wish him a happy birthday for sure. We call him Shaw Dog, a loving nickname, right? All right, coming up, my friend is going to join us, Lisa Byrne from Responder Rescue. You hear me talk a lot about them because the raffle is underway, but I'm going to let her tell you all the great work they do as well, straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Hi, folks. This is Al Gore. I may be bat crazy when it comes to climate change, but I never miss the Mark Cox Show.
All right, Al, I appreciate that, leaving your carbon footprint all over the world. But you keep it up there, buddy. How about that? All right, glad you're back with us here. I have been talking about this all morning long. I look forward to this every year when we get to do our first responder Thanksgiving here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We've always tried to dedicate this month to our first responders by not just starting with the first of the month. We identify a different department every day and thank them for what they do. And then a few years ago, I thought, well, maybe we can put our money where our mouth is. Why don't we talk to partner up with a charity and try to raise some money for them? And that is how the Responder Rescue ATF raffle got started. That was it. And I couldn't do any of it without Lisa Byrne, who I've got on the phone this morning from Responder Rescue. She and her husband, Pat, run that fantastic organization. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark, and thank you for having us again. We're so excited.
we're
favorite time of the year.
Well, we're thrilled that we can help you guys out at responderrescue.org. I hope people go on and check out the website just to see the great work that you do, because it's so important. You're going to head into this time of the year when there's extra stress on people with the holidays, and maybe they're behind on bills, or the first responders, I'm saying, if they've been injured in the line of duty. Maybe you can give people You get all the letters. You get all the requests for help. Give people an idea of what those look like from your point of view.
Well, Mark, we do all kinds of different things. It's not just a monetary thing that we do. We get letters. For instance, recently, in the last year, we had a young lady, a paramedic, who was injured, and she got injured actually on the job. And she called us because she was stressed, because she was a single mom and she had a little 2-year-old, and her most important issue for her that at that point was, I can't get out of my house very good with my injury. It's my leg, and I would love to know if you could help me. I'm having issues and trouble getting diapers and, you know, a formula and food for my little boy. Could you please help us? And we said, sure. And what we did was, after talking to her, we decided that her biggest need was she wanted a gift card, so that she could order her things online and things could be delivered to her.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what we did. So I got some gift cards together. I drove them out to her. I picked up some diapers and I made the delivery myself. So that's one of the things we've done. We had a police officer recently that became ill, and due to his illness, he was not going to be able to walk. He was going to have a wheelchair. And unfortunately, the way his house was set up, he couldn't get into his house because they didn't have a wheelchair ramp. So we got all of our team together, and we went over there and we built a wheelchair ramp from the street to his house so that he could get in and out and his wife could get him to his appointment.
Well, that's fantastic. And what's that?
That's a couple of the things we've done recently. Well, I apologize.
No, that's okay. People can go, if you know a responder in need, responderrescue.org. Fantastic website. I remember so well a couple years ago when you and Pat brought in a young lady. She was a police officer. She was having jaw issues to the point that it ruined her career, and she had to have surgery, but a big chunk of it was not covered by her insurance, and it was Responder Rescue that stepped in and helped cover that. And I talked to her afterwards, and it was just life-changing. So I appreciate so much what you guys do. And if we can contribute to that in any way through this, we're thrilled to do it.
We are so excited. We thank you, Mark. And I do want to mention, as I was talking to you, we could not do this without all the volunteers that we have.
Right.
People like you in the community, corporations. We're so appreciative of it. And we do. It's the little things that it's the little things I think that people don't understand. Even in the when they're sad, they feel like they've been forgotten. We will help them, hook up with a psychologist or a doctor or just someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Or we try to help them get to do fun things. Yeah, they feel isolated at times. But we are so happy and so thankful that you're helping us with this.
Well, hopefully it goes well this year. We've already sold some tickets this morning. I know responderrescue.org is their website. But the best way to buy tickets for this raffle is just to use your phone and text the word responder to 33100, 33100. Text the word responder. You'll get a link to the rally up site, and you can go right on there and purchase your tickets. It's 10 for $10, and then 27 for $25, and 55 tickets if you get $50. And then the big prizes like the bourbon basket, the night at Lit Cigar Lounge, the pistol from the range that they're donating with a $500 value. Probably $4,000 worth of items here that people have a chance to win, and all for a great cause because all the money goes to Responder Rescue. Lisa Byrne, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank everyone else.
Great job, my friend, and we'll look forward to presenting that big check to you on November 26th. The computer will automatically select three winners, and we'll do a Facebook Live out at the Range St. Louis West. So thanks to all of the folks that are supporting us for this. Again, text responder to 33100. And check it out. Oh, Sue Thomas is reminding me that History of the Lou with Sue this weekend. Joe Sonderman is joining her to talk about some of the must-see attractions in St. Louis and beyond on Route 66. Be sure and tune in over the weekend for that. And we'll see you back here Monday morning. Happy Halloween. Be safe. We'll see you Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
In the UEFA.
UEFA Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.